Sunday, the 22nd of December, and the days are stretching already. You can see the difference. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I believe at 8 a.m. this morning, it's even darker than it's been lately. The skies are clearing, as far as I can see above. Windy again. Goodness grief, more wind and more forecast and talk of snow on Christmas Day, but I do not know where. Oh, what a wonderful echo from the choo-choo. Yes, it's very well this morning, and I'm sheltering below the shed. Not because it's raining, because I'm literally 2 minutes out of the shower and don't want to catch a chill because it's really cold again this morning. Biting cold wind. See, I'm getting fragile in my old age. It's even too dark for the birdies to come down. I was sitting eating my porridge as usual this morning. I'd only just started to eat it, and I thought, it just came out of my head, I just thought, I really, really want to go back to bed. I really do. Felt like a kid. I want my bed, Mommy. So tired. It's a rookery moving along somewhere. I've actually never seen so many rooks or jackdaws, because a rookery can be rooks or jackdaws. I've never seen so many in my life as I've seen in the past week. I've actually got a recording of a massive one. Massive. But I'll put the recording up about that. But even yesterday, I seen another one in a different area, like there. And they seem to be thriving. Which is great news. Getting later now, I can just see. I don't know if it's Mr. or Mrs. Black, but I think it's Mrs. on the ground. So, we're up this morning, bright and early, heading off to Mass at 9:30 in my wife's hometown in St. Catherine's off Siena. And then we're picking up the usual suspects. We're all going into Glasgow for a wee walk round and a meal. Taking them through as a treat, because last week when we were at the Christmas dinner dance and shots, my sister's wife, oh my god, my wife's sister, should have went back to bed, shouldn't I? My wife's sister and her man were very ill, actually. He's only just picked up, really, in the last couple of days. It's not like him. So they couldn't make it. They lost out. So we said if they were up for it, we'll take them into the town, into Glasgow today. And they're on the mend, so they're up for it. So that's what we're doing. Hence, early rise this morning. So, famous five, go to Glasgow. or the infamous five go to Glasgow. I think it'll be a wrap-up warm day today. Well, we say that, don't we? And then we jump into cars with climate control. And then we jump in and out of shops that are air-conditioned and nice and cosy, and restaurants and bars that are exactly the same. It's only when you actually step outside your elements. And nowadays most people go to shopping malls where they don't have to be exposed at all. Drive straight in, sir. Far too convenient nowadays, I think. I think we're all going soft. Skies are definitely much brighter now, and I can see that they are, well, as far as I can make out, they're clear. Some cloud over to the east. And a three-quarter moon in the west-northwest. Tripping over branches here, or twigs here at least. Can't believe that it's almost Christmas. Doesn't seem like it at all. Guess that's because we don't have bairns, wains, etc. running about the house. And I do miss that to a certain extent, though I've done it all. But when you're you're on your own to a certain extent, it's not the same, there's not that buzz, that preparation, that wrapping up of so many things and playing Christmas music all around the house every day, which is a real shame. Just not got that buzz anymore. But it's still Christmas.